Okay, shalom. Welcome to the easy introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We are on Season 1, Episode 14. This is going to cover the 7th parak, or at least start the 7th parak, of Hichos Yisodei HaTorah. So the Rambam says as follows, Yisodei Hadas, from one of the foundations of our belief system, of our religion, Leida Shakel Menave Espenei Adam, Let's stop there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives prophecy to mankind. That's one of the foundations of our faith, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with and relays information to man. Okay, that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't communicate with man. Okay, so that's one of the foundations of our faith. Okay, the Ina Nivua Chala El Chacham Gadol B'Chachma Gibor B'Miyudosav. Okay, now prophecy doesn't randomly apply itself to any individual. The person must be, says the Rambam, a great scholar, Chacham Gadol, right, and Gibor B'Miyudosav, and also has to be perfect in their character. Okay, so it's not enough just to be, righteous people that always acts like nicely and in a refined manner. And it's not enough to just be a scholar. One has to be both, and only that type of a person is able to get in prophecy. V'lo ye yitro misgaber alav bedover ba'olam elahu misgaber b'daito al yitro tamid. And I think about the level of perfection that's required for this next step. The person must be that his yetzer hara, his taiva, his desires never get the best of him. Rather, he always is in control of every one of his desires. Okay, v'hu baldea rechava nechona ad meod. Okay, and he has perfect ideas of the world. Okay, in other words, his reality is on a philosophical level, his notions are perfectly correct and complex. Adam shehumamula b'chol hamidos ha'elu, shalim b'gufo, right, a person who has all of these qualities, okay, and they're perfectly healthy. A person must be healthy as well, okay, physically healthy, right? So if you have all of these things, kishi kanes lapardes, v'yumshach b'osam haninanyam hagdolim harachokin. Okay, now when the person, remember we talked about in an earlier episode, we talked about the idea of strolling in Pardes. I think this was episode 9, if I'm not mistaken, in Hichos Yisodei HaTorah, in the end of Parak Dalid. The Rambam talked about the person who delves into the esoteric areas of the Torah. So a person who goes ahead and delves into the esoteric areas of the Torah, so that type of a person, is very hard. Like the person has to be perfect; he has to know all of halacha and Tanakh and all other areas of the Torah perfectly. Then and only then can that person go ahead and start studying these more complex areas of the Torah, right? So when that type of a person does that, right, he goes into the party, starts studying these areas of the Torah, and b'tielo de'an echona lahavin olhasi, and then he has proper de'an echona is like he has proper notions. So he doesn't have any of these any strange notions that don't align with the reality of the world or with God. He has a perfect understanding of the world. He has a perfect understanding of God. And he can understand the most complex areas now. As most people aren't at that level. Most people don't have perfect, they have strange notions, whether because somebody's taught them a strange notion that's foreign to reality, whatever it is, there's something about them, there's something different, there's some strange ideas, right? Whatever it is, there's something strange. So that type of person, right? This wouldn't work for them, right? The person has to be able to have perfect understandings of the reality of the universe, including God, every aspect of reality. Whom is Kadesh, and then the person is he's sanctified, right? He's it says Kedoshim to you, so he walks in a sanctified manner. V'holech uporish midarche klal ha'am ha'hochin b'mach shichei hazman. Right, and the person leaves. He separates himself from the nation and all like the nation's concerns that aren't really concerns. In other words, most people, if you think about it, right, and we're all guilty of this, but they delve into things and spend time thinking about things that really are just like a ridiculous waste of time. There's no consequence to what they're always thinking about. Okay, so when this person, right, so again, all the qualifications that we've talked about, and the person deals in his Yetzirah never gets the best of him. He's in complete control of his desires, and he has a perfect understanding of the world, and he never delves into what the rest of the people are delving into. If it's not like something that's a notion of incredible consequence and understanding. And he trains himself. Not only does he not like spend time on ridiculous matters, and not only does he not like talk about them, but he also doesn't even allow his mind to wander into these areas. As all he's thinking about is divrei chachma. So the Rambam gives a parable. His mind is always just thinking about the most complex areas. That's what he does. He's always just thinking, and just trying to understand. To where the Rambam says that it's like his thoughts are right below God's throne. L'havim b'osam hatzuros hakadoshos hataharos mistaka b'chachmasal shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kula mitzura rishona ad tavor haaretz. So I think that it could be when the Rambam is talking about, like to under God's throne, he could be referring to the first. And again, I don't know anything about this stuff, but under like the Yechezkel in the Ma'aser Merkava, first parak of Sefer Yechezkel, what we talked about as being part of this these esoteric ideas that are too complex for average people to understand, or even great scholars to understand. So it has, the Yechezkel talks about all these different images that are engraved on the throne of God. Obviously, it's all metaphoric, and it stands for other things. But essentially, what the person is spending their time on, right, is a person again who's mastered all of the rest of Torah, is trying to understand those images. Okay, so you have a person like that, and he's just trying to understand the chachma of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so v'yodea man gadlo miyad ruach hakodesh shura alav. Okay, so a person at this level immediately. He has some sort of a Ruach HaKodesh that like falls onto him, that manifests itself onto him. Ubeisha tanuach alav haruach tisariv nasho b'malos ha-malachim anikrim ishim. He gets up to this level of angels that are called ishim. We saw that in probably around episode 6 in Parak Gimor Dalet of Hilchos Yesodei Torah. But this person is like at this level now, where he's at the level of malachim, as a physical being, right? V'yafoch l'ish acher, and he turns into a completely different person, as he's a completely, totally different individual. V'yavin b'daito she'ino kamos shaya al shenis ala amal shar b'nei adam hachachamim, and he recognizes the fact that he's no longer like everybody else around him. He's a completely, totally different and changed individual. Right, he's just even the other chachamim that are around him, he realizes how much of a greater level he's at than they are. Like it says, by Shaul, right? That we learned by Shmuel that he became like a completely different individual. So that's a lot to take in, right? With this idea of what the qualifications of a navi. Of a prophet and what those qualifications are, that's really just something that it's difficult for us to relate to nowadays because we don't see individuals like this. People are completely divested from the world around them, and all they're thinking about are these notions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendously, tremendously high level. Okay, so that's Halacha Aleph. So we saw Parag Zion, Halacha Aleph. Let's go on to Parak Zayin, Halacha Beis. Hanavim malos malos hein kamoshish b'chacham chacham gadol mechavero kach b'nevuah navi gadol mi navi. Okay, so just like there are different levels of scholars, right? You have scholars at different levels, right? Some say you have a smart scholar, and then you have like an expert scholar, right? So just like you have different levels when it comes to a scholar, when it comes to a chacham, so too you have different levels when it comes to a navi. Okay, so he says, "V'kulan ein roin mara hanavua ela b'chalom b'chizayon laila o b'yom acher shetipol lam terdama." Kimo shenemar b'mara alav es vada b'chalom adaber bo. Okay, so the regular prophet. Okay, so they all have like certain. All prophets have something in common. But all prophets only get there, no matter what level they're on, they only receive nevuah when they're in sort of like this sleep state, okay, where they have a dream, okay, when sleep overtakes them, whether it's at night or during the day, but they're not conscious when they experience nevuah. The chulon. Kish misnavin of Avraham is dazazin, v'koch haguf kasho v'ashtod nehem mistrapos. So what happens is they have like sort of like seizures that they have while they're sleeping, and it totally drains the body of all energy. They have no energy left. So he says, right, so that they totally lose control. Of everything, that all your senses, everything, you've totally lost control of yourself. Right, so at that point, since they're physically drained and they're not delving into their physical needs. And they're completely unconscious. Their mind is completely focused now on the. Their mind is completely focused on chachma, and they're able to take in the wisdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to take in the nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, going on to Halacha Gimel. Says Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel Fichos Yisod Torah. Hadvarim she modiin lenavi b'mar hanevuah derech mashal. Modiyan lo, umiyad yichakik belibo, pichon hamashal b'mar nevuah, v'yeda mahu. Okay, so when a navi gets one of these nevuahs, right? He has a nevuah, so it comes in like a metaphor. He has like sort of a mashal, okay, that he's informed of, and then right, that's what he sees. He sees the basho, but then also immediately at the exact same time, he like the message of the mashal, the nimshal, is made known to him. So he immediately gets the mashal and the nimshal at the same time. Okay, so right, so So he says, he gives an example. Kamo asulam sharei Yaakov Avinu, umlachem olim v'yarden bo, v'haya mashal l'malchias v'shibudam. Okay, come on. Chayel Sharay Yecheskel, Vahesir Nafuchu Makel, Shaket Sharay Yirmiyahu, Megala Sharay Yecheskel, Vahefa Sharay Zacharya. Okay, so he gives four examples, right? So of nevuah that people in Tanakh received, and how it was a mashal, and then how the nimshal, how the lesson was taught from the parable immediately. So right, so Yaakov saw the angels going up and down from the ladder, and he knew that represented the different empires and how they would have control over his descendants. Okay, and Yechezkel right saw like a boiling pot and a rod from an almond tree, right, that was that Yirmiyahu saw. Okay, and Zechariah saw different things, right? So this is V'chein Shar Nevi'im. Okay, so that's all Nevi'im. Now Mehem, from the Nevi'im, that would all see Nevuah this way. So Omrim Mashal Pitrono Kamo Oelu Vyeshman Shomrim Apitron Belvad. So there's some of the Nevi'im, when they would teach this Nevuah that they received, so some of them would teach the parable and its explanation, and some would just explain just relate the explanation. Upamim Omrim Mashal Belvad below Pitron Kimixas Divrei Cheskel Vzacharya Kol Mashal V'Derachida Heim Misnavim. Right, so and sometimes they would only give the parable, right? That's like what you have by Yechezkel and Zechariah. Okay, so then we don't necessarily know what the explanation was, right? Sometimes they would just give the parable, which obviously leaves us somewhat lost. Okay, but the idea is that all types of nevuah came in mashal. Okay. Now, on to Halacha Dalad, that was Halacha Gimel, so now we're on Parak Zayin Halacha Dalad. Kol Nevi'im ein misnavim b'chol eis shirtu. Right? So a prophet can't just get prophecy whenever he wants to. Right? He's not able to just say, okay, you can learn Torah whenever you want to. So he said, I'm going to open up a book, open up a sefer, I'm going to learn Torah. Right? It's not true of Nevuah. You can't just have Nevuah whenever you want to. Ela mechavnim daitam v'yoshim smechin v'tuvei lev u'misboredin. Okay, so now what happens is the Navi has to focus, okay, and they start thinking about very complex areas. They have to be by themselves, and then they have to be in a happy mood. Okay, so the reason is she'ina nevuah shora lo mitoch atzlos, lo mitoch atzlos, lo mitoch simcha, because your prophecy can't come out of somebody who's sad, right, or is depressed. It has to only come out of simcha. Now, l'fichach b'nei ha'neviim l'fneim nava v'tov v'chalio v'kinor v'hem mevakshin ha'nevuah v'zeo sh'nemar v'hem ha'misnavim k'lomar v'halchim b'derech ha'nevuah ad sh'yisnavu k'mo sh'ata omer ploni misgadel. Right, so that's why you'd see that sometimes neviim would have musical instruments, because the musical instruments would help them get into a better mood. As in order to experience prophecy, you have to get into the right mindset and the right frame of mind. How do you get into the right frame of mind? It's only if you concentrate and focus and take out anything that could be distracting you and causing you to be sad. So you'd have to be in a happy mood. Okay, let's go on to Halacha Hey. It's Parag Zayin Halacha Hey. Elu Shehem Mevakshim Lisnave Heima Nekraim B'nei HaNeviim. Now, people who try to become a prophet, right? So, in other words, they've perfected themselves. They're great chachamim. They understand the Torah completely. So, these type of people that do this type of thing, right? So, they are, and they sit and they try to get prophecy, right? So, they just imagine you have a person that's solely focused on the greatest of ideas of wisdom, right? So they're completely focused on these ideas of wisdom, and now that's where their mindset is at, that's where their attention is at, and they sit and they're in a good mood and they're sitting alone. So these types of people that try to get nevuah, the Rambam says they are called b'nei ha'neviim. Now, even though they've set themselves up to do everything perfectly, right, and they're all set up and ready to concentrate and focus and everything is set for them, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to have nevuah, right? Sometimes the Shechina will manifest itself on them, and sometimes it won't. So that's the that's the idea, that it's not that you're always going to be able to have nevuah just because you want to have nevuah. So you see from these from what we've studied here, we studied Parag Zayin Halachos Aleph through Hey, which gives us an introduction to nevuah. Nevuah wasn't just given to any sort of individual. The person had to be not only a perfected individual, not only a tzaddik, the person had to know the entire Torah. Right, that's a person that a Navi. It's almost comical when you study the qualifications that a Navi had to have, how you could ever have a false Navi. How could a person, make themselves look like they know all this stuff and know everything, and they don't? It should be pretty easy to show somebody is a fraud. But then to think that the person might still be able to get away with the fraud, right, that people might still believe him, and he might be able to get away with the fraud, but then be evil enough to have false prophecy is amazing. Okay, that's the end of this episode. And Billy Nedder, we will continue going forward in the next one. Shalom.